unfortunately, bowling at the moment seems to be a bit of a dying sport, and we don't seem to be able to encourage young people to come along and join. It seems nowadays young people prefer computer games and stuff like that. So I see that as being a problem. There is roughly, I think it's 11 clubs in the Kilmarnock town area, which is quite a lot of clubs. And at one time it was a busy, busy sport, but now we all seem to be in the position we're short of members. And we would like to address that if we could. And obviously we want to keep going. As far as I'm concerned, as a bowler, it's a great sport. It's a very sociable sport. It's open to all ages and all genders. It can be as leisurely or as competitive as you want to make it. And that's how I'd love to encourage people to come along and join. I know it's difficult possibly when you're working, but you can play at night, you can play at weekends. We don't just have games in the club and domestic ties, we also have tournaments and competitions in the club that other clubs come to. There's competitions that you can go to as a member of this club and play at other venues. So to me, it's a sport we want to do our very best to keep going, and that's how we're pulling out all the stops this year to keep this oldest club in Scotland going forward and hopefully be stronger in the future.
What would you say to, you know, encourage people to come along, particularly, you know, if they are busy working or they've maybe got a family or things like that to look after? How would you get people along?
I would hope that people want to come because they want to have a bit of activity in their life, a different social aspect to their life, rather than just mixing with the people that you work with all day. I think you have to want to make your social circle that bit bigger. And I think nowadays we all need more exercise because we're all getting a wee bit lazy and getting a wee bit fat. So we've really got to have some exercise in our life. And this can be a gentle exercise, or as I say, it can be otherwise. So hopefully that's how I hope people will see it. We'll say, right, look, okay, I'm needing to get another activity in my life, and let's make it an outdoor one, and we'll go and join a bowling club. And there's all the social aspects at the bowling club as well. It's not just bowling.
Do you think this is a good year to encourage people to come and join bowling at, on the back of the Commonwealth Games and the likes of Paul Foster's quite high profile now?
That's right. Bowls is one sport where we always seem to do well at the Commonwealth Games. We have done for years, and I think the fact that we have an Ayrshire guy is at the top of the tree, hopefully that will encourage people in this neck of the woods to come along as well.
Can it be a family thing, or does it just need to be, you know, is it just like for adults, or can it be...
No. It covers all age groups. I mean, you can start from 8-year-old, really, and we do have a certified club coach. So these people will all get coaching. The new members that we have already this year, there's three of them have not bowled before, and so they'll be getting coaching once they've had their opening day passed. So, no, but as I say, it's open to all age groups and all genders. We all think it's a marvellous sport, and we'd be very sad to see the sport declining. So that's why we all have to get together collectively and do our best to keep things going and try and encourage families and young people to come along and join us.